backers of casino gambling in Massachusetts have won a solid victory. That's because voters overwhelmingly rejected a ballot question to stop the casino licensing process in the state by overturning the state's gaming law. With us now for some reaction to the vote is Steve Crosby, chairman of the State Gaming Commission, the body responsible for casino licensing and oversight. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So do you view this as validation for the commission and its work, Steve?
Not directly for the commission. I don't think it was about us. It was about whether or not the people wanted to agree with the legislature and the governor to have casino gambling. I hope people feel like we are doing our job with a commitment to being participatory, transparent, and fair, and maybe that helped a little bit. But I think it was basically an issue on whether we felt we wanted this approach to economic development or not. It's an arguable point, and it's a legitimate debate to have.
I imagine, though, that some people are going to say that the vote shows public confidence in the commission and its work.
Well, I hope that's true. I mean, it certainly matters to us tremendously. As you know, we've been tremendously committed to a transparent process. All of our decision-making is done in public. That's one of the concerns that people have about casino gambling. Will it generate bad decision-making? Will there be conflicts of interest? Will there be influence peddling? And we're doing everything in our power to make sure people understand that that is not the case.
Well, what about the concerns of casino opponents in those ways? How confident are you that the Gaming Commission will be able to address problem gambling and possible increases in criminal activity?
Actually, this is an area that we are anxious to start getting a lot of public attention to. We do know that although 60% of the people voted in favor of retaining casinos, 40% of the people voted against them. And our job is to try to win the confidence of all of those folks. We have the resources from the legislature and the governor to do more about problem gambling than has ever been done in any other jurisdiction, not only in the country, but for that matter, in the world. We will have $15 to $20 million a year to deal with the issues of problem gambling.
Aside from the things we've talked about, what are the next steps for the commission? And financially, what's the impact? Developers have some payments due pretty soon. Is that correct?
Yes. Modest little payments of $85 million, both from MGM and from Wynn. They will be coming in sometime in the next very few weeks, probably less than 2 weeks. That money goes directly to the legislature. Most of it goes to the legislature to be expended on all kinds of things like infrastructure and education and so forth. There will be a total investment from the three licenses we've awarded of $2.7 billion over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. The legislature required a minimum of $1.2 billion, but because of the competitive environment that we were able to generate, we got a total of $2.7 billion. So our job now is to start to fill, be sure that the 8,000 construction jobs get filled, that the 10,000 permanent jobs get filled, that the $300 to $500 million in revenue gets generated, and that it's all done in a way that assures the integrity of the process and the confidence of the people of Massachusetts.
Stephen Crosby, chairman of the State Gaming Commission, thanks for joining us today to talk about what happens next after voters yesterday upheld the state casino law. Again, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.